Joe's Need to Know News. Your Facebook logins are now for sale on the dark web. Oh, joy. Yep, after that big 50 million user account data breach happened with Facebook, experts say that for just $3.90 each, your account is available on the dark web. If you were one of those 50 million people, you could get full logins for as little as $970. That includes all your usernames, all your passwords, all your email addresses. Experts say the best way to protect these details is by using multiple verifications, which you just got into the other day, Alex, two-step verification. Was that fun to learn how to do for your email?
No, it wasn't. And let me tell you something. Facebook is just a cesspool of crap, and I would love nothing more than to just delete it and be done with it, but I feel like I'm not allowed to because of our job. Like, we have to post on Facebook, so I'm just really stuck because there's no one I despise more than Mark Zuckerberg at this point, and I do not want anything to do with his stupid company. And I also think it's so creepy how you can't even post any of the articles about this breach. Like,
yeah,
if you try to post on Facebook, it says, like, sorry, you know, this, we can't post this.
Wait,
for
you. Have
you
tried it? I saw them. Have you tried and
yeah,
it wouldn't let you?
It's all, let me tell you something, it's freaking real. These social media giants controlling what you do and do not see, the algorithms, it's real.
Oh my goodness, what's going on? Interesting there. Thank you very much, Alex. Gender reveal fail. You know, I always try to talk about these gender reveal things because I think they're cool. Well, this one, not so much. An Arizona man wanted to reveal to the world the gender of him and his wife's soon-to-be baby. Well, it turned out it was a terrible idea. He actually set off 47,000 acres of a wildfire, like a wildfire happened. Cost $8 million. The man is now responsible for $2,200, so $2,200 in penalties.
Ooh.
Here's what happened. The man shot a target filled with Tannerite. It's something like you can, if you hit it with a bullet, it explodes. It looks really, really cool. And it was going to be colored powder, so you'd see, oh, it's a boy or it's a girl. Well, it was a windy, dry day in Arizona when he did this. It started a brush fire, got out of control. It took about 800 firefighters close to a week finally control it. Yeah, the guy has actually to pay for this, has to dip into his retirement fund to hand over $100,000. Then he's going to make monthly payments of $500 for the next 20 years.
Oh, gosh.
Oh,
dude, that is rough.
There's your kid's college fund.
Yeah.
Holy crap. I mean, I almost feel bad for him, but it's like, dude, you got to think smarter than that. Alex, I think you probably mentioned this in the garbage, but I had to talk about it because I was like, oh, my goodness, this is sweet. Netflix will soon let you choose how some movies or episodes will end, including your favorite, my favorite, Liv the Web Girl is afraid to watch it. Black Mirror.
I'm so excited. Maybe if I can change the way it ends, I'll actually give it a chance.
How would you have something end? Like, oh, they're all happy and get together and everybody's okay.
For sure, yeah.
But see, some of them are like that. That's the thing. The endings are great how they are on that show because they're so bizarre.
Cannot wait. The upcoming fifth season of Black Mirror will hit Netflix in December. And a horse goes into a bar and the bartender says, hey, why the long face? Get it? Because it's a horse. No, but this is actual crazy. You can see the video on the Joe's Need to Know News blog at RadioNowIndy.com.
Sarah Jessica Parker walked into a bar?
No, not that. Oh, Liv, you did not like that one. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. You did something that made Liv upset.
That was brutal.
Wow. Okay. X-Nay on the Sarah Parker looking like a horse nay. A range horse in France bucked off its rider on the track and went for a wild run. It ended up going to a nearby bar that where you can bet on the races, and it ran up and down inside the bar. People are freaking out. The horse is kicking, running into stuff. Thankfully, nobody was hurt. The rider was okay. People in the bar was okay. The horse was okay. No word, though, if the horse won the race or not, but it's just so insane to see this giant horse running into this bar where they're making bets and drinking some pints. And they're like, oh, get out of here. So that's why the horse went into the bar.
He was horsing around.
Yep, can't be doing that. That's Joe's Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show.